A lot of people argued that Aztec society had a matrilineal bias, but the documents weren't seeming to support that idea particularly well. If you actually looked at early colonial testaments written by Native people, more women were writing testaments than men, at least that have lasted in the historical record. And they sure seemed to leave a lot of property to female relatives. That really interested me. How could I understand these kinship patterns? How could I understand household patterns? How could I understand inheritance patterns? Gender seemed to be central. As I thought about the colonial period and the late pre-Hispanic period, what I began to think about and what I began to find evidence for was a sort of parallel system or structure in inheritance and in power in the organization of society and its institutions. As I began to look at the documents more, I began to find more evidence for the ways in which women held positions of authority, that these were institutionally recognized, that they had access to resources that they could then pass along themselves. Aztec society did not treat women as minors. When they married, they were not subsumed by their husband's social or legal personality or position in society. I saw a lot of evidence for parallelism in the institutions and in the structuring of society. So then the question became, how could I explain this? I've argued in my writing, and I continue to believe it to be the case, that the roots of gender parallelism in Aztec society lie first in the kinship system, in which rights and inheritance can be traced through male or female links. There may be some bias towards tracing through men, but it's not very strong.